Well, hello, Pinkies. As you can tell from the music, with Boobala Chakala, we are driving the sports car today, the Deliverator. And it's a very cold day. Well, not very cold, but it is 2 degrees. 2 degrees Celsius, which is just above freezing, just a little warmer than the freezing point. So whatever that is in your country, that's how cold it is. Now for us here in Vancouver, that's like Arctic temperatures. But it is a lovely day. It's a Sunday morning, and I am out for a somewhat leisurely drive to go on the lame excuse of getting carrots, because I need some carrots. But we are nonetheless going to enjoy the quiet Sunday roads. So, you know, I forgot to tell you about all the exciting things that have been happening. I didn't tell you about going to a football game with 30 of my most close, straight fireman friends. We had a lot of fun. A bunch of guys from work got together and boarded onto a bus. A bus that actually smelled a lot like my 1982 Toyota Celica, or Celica. But anyway, so we jumped on a bus, had a cooler full of beer, and of course I'm pulling up beside a cop. Cop here to ruin my fun. Oh man, he's going to, what do the police think they're doing? Patrol? Oh, he's in a hurry, that guy. All right, well, off you go. Off you go, way away from me. Good boy. Kappa. All right, Kappa. Incidentally, we are listening to one of DJ David J's mixes. DJ David J has been making these mixes, and he posts them up at some website that I don't know right now. Just want to give a credit to DJ David J. Check him out. I'll try to put a link in my lyrics so that you can find his other music that he's making. In any case, so on a bus, 30 drunk gay straight men and one homosexual, and off to the downtown to the game. And it was actually quite fun. I really did enjoy myself, believe it or not. It was Halloween. It was a Halloween game. It wasn't Halloween night, but there were lots of costumes. Lots of our guys were wearing costumes. And it was quite a bit of fun, actually. So we went and watched the game between the BC Lions and some Indians, maybe. Sorry, I'm really not up on my football. And the BC Lions won the game by some points, and balls were kicked and thrown and tossed, and they all seemed to have a good time. The other men that I was with were quite excitable. Oh, what was that noise? I actually had a good time too. We were just basically drinking beer in the stands and yakking, and we'd kind of play musical chairs, and so you'd sit beside one guy for a while and yak at him, and then he'd go talk to somebody else. And I don't know, it was a really good team-building exercise. So I did enjoy myself. It was fun hanging out with all the guys, and it was a good experience overall. You know, I'm quite surprised. I am often surprised by the guys that I work with, which you know are very, very straight, obviously. They're all married or have girlfriends or whatever. But they're all very politically correct and upstanding guys. I was quite impressed with the caliber of men that we have in our midst, in our department. You know, when I got the job, I was very, was quite nervous about going there, but really, all of my concerns are unfounded, so quite happy in my job these days. Speaking of my job, we now, a little bit exciting news, we've had to hire a couple of new dispatchers, because we're dropping like flies, and we've had the fortunate experience of hiring a past colleague of mine, so I'm very happy about that. Very happy to see an old co-worker who'll be coming in to work with me in my new workplace. So in fact, there was a party last night, so I was out partying last night, drinking and cavorting and having shots and yakking with the girls. So it was a lot of fun. I've been having quite a bit of fun these last couple of weeks, doing lots of social things. So that's all been very exciting. It's nice to get out and go out on the town once in a while. You know, let loose. Let your hair down. So, it's been good. So, Big Fatty and the Ford Explosion. Poor Big Fatty. $220 for wiper blades and a Wump Wump. Well, I'm glad you got your Wump Wump fixed. I guess $220 isn't too bad, you know, for wiper blades and a Wump Wump. We'd all like to have a little Wump Wump every once in a while. It sounds like you got the right thing fixed, so good on you, man. And Toppy Smelly and the I Don't Wash My Car. Oh, Toppy. It's okay, I still love you. I recognize the fact that not everybody has the same relationship with their car or vehicles that I might have. But I'm glad you recognize, Toppy, the importance of maintaining your vehicle, because you do want it to be there for you in times of need. And if you neglect things, well, they don't always hang around, do they? So sorry it cost so much. I'm sure it was an expensive bill. But your little Honda will be better now, so good for you. Good for you. Did everybody see Big Fatty on Kim Beaver's blog? At the Kim Beaver's Lodge. I think it was a Halloween shot with Big Fatty dressed up as Winnie the Pooh. That was priceless. I quite enjoyed that. You should must go over to Kim Beaver's Lodge and check out her work. She's very funny. I was on... Oh, corner. That kind of crept up on me there. Sorry about that. Oh, I love this car. So I'm actually out in the backwoods. It's getting a little foggy out here. And there's bicyclers all on these back roads. If it's not the pedestrians, it's the bicyclers. So, and it's foggy. They're hard to see. Because, you know, they all like to dress in black. Like they're some kind of ninja cyclists or something. Must be pretty cold out there. Oh, my temperature measurer says now a half a degree. A half a degree above zero Celsius. Huh. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, now I hope you've all gone over to Game Night Guys. The Game Night Guys podcast at GameNightGuys.com. Really great show. I've really been enjoying it. It's funny, I sort of been having a discussion with one of my good internet friends, B. Frank, Bridget. Our discussion was sort of around being alone and being lonely and stuff like that. And it occurred to me, you know, the reason that I think I like podcasts so much, listening to people's shows, is it gives you, it kind of gives you the opportunity to pull your friends out of your pocket and have them there whenever you need them or want them. And one of the reasons I really like the Game Night guys is because in their show, they play some sort of a game, a board game or a card game, and they're just doing table talk and playing their game. It's very relaxed and casual, and it's almost as though you're there with them, playing the game. You don't really have to pay too much attention if you don't want to, and it's really nice to just to be able to, you know, when you feel like you want someone in your life or to do something with someone or you just need a bit of interaction, you can whip out your phone or your iPod device, turn on a podcast, and there's your friends right there, you know? There's the Ramble Redhead going on about eating at Red Robin. And then you can stop him and put him away, and then the next time you need to have another friend around, you just pull out your iPod, hit play, and there's your friend. Big Fatty, yakking away about the Barathons, or whatever, Horror Nights. And it occurred to me that, Bridget sort of discussed this a bit too. I must give credit where credit is due, but it's just nice. Sometimes you want to be alone, or sometimes you're feeling alone, but you don't ever have to be alone because your podcast friends are always going to be there, you know? So I really appreciate that about podcasts. It's funny because I think as podcasters, we are all, you know, we're all a bit weird, right? We're all introverts in some way, I think. And podcasting gives us the ability to burst out of our shells, I think. And I think that's why I like it so much. It's because it allows us to drop the cloak and kind of be ourselves, I think. So all you podcasters out there, I do appreciate. I appreciate everything you do. However, I will say, whoever came up with NAPOD POMO needs to be shot. National Podcast Post Month. You know, I don't want to listen to 30 days of people yakking on about, you know, I got my brake job done and that kind of crap. I mean, and everybody's doing it. Like, everybody's doing National Podcast Pulse Month. One podcast a day for 30 days. And you know how many people are doing this? This is going to be like 180 podcasts I'm going to have to listen to in the month of November. November should be National Shut the Hell Up with Your Podcast Month. That's what it should be. A podcast a day for 30 days? Who came up with this ridiculous idea? I'm telling you, people, if your show is longer than 20 minutes, delete, you podcasters. I might have to delete some of you. I'm not listening to 30 frickin' podcasts. All right, I'm just saying. I'm not participating in this. I will not support this. All right. Well, I think I've said my piece. Does anybody know how peace is spelled? You know, the thing, here's another thing with Twitter. The spelling on people spelling on Twitter, you know, I don't know. Not everybody went to college. Maybe not everybody even went to grade grade 1 or grade 6 or I don't know. There's some really bad spellers out there. Anyway, that's all. That's it. That's all I got. I was going to try and play some music, but you guys don't want to listen to music anyway. So this is it. This is the end. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. This is the Fade Driver. I love you all, even if your podcast pomo plap blip blips for the month of November. But I'm sorry, I will not be listening to you. All right. Goodbye. What do we got up here? Which side are you in? Okay. Music, please. Oh, I don't even know what this is. With my CD case. Okay. That's the end of that. Sorry, I had to play some music. I just could not help myself. Have a lovely day and goodbye.